from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, here we are, and we're ready to roll here. Bob, have you been amused by all the people that insist that in 4 years or within 4 years the USA, the men's basketball and the women's basketball will no longer be favorites?
I think France is going to have some serious stuff. It's not going to be as automatic as what people think.
That shows you.
I think the women's team will be more automatic 4 years from now.
So do I.
I think the men's
are going to be highly competitive.
It'll be very competitive. What's going to be interesting is what will the roster look like when you basically are going to now take away the three guys who carried them this year? You know, I don't imagine Curry's going to play 4 years from now. LeBron obviously is not going to play 4 years from now. Durant won't either. They'll all be old. You know what I mean?
No, it's going to take guys like Anthony Edwards and
yeah.
The young guys,
guys not even in the league yet.
Cooper Flag.
Yeah, there's some young guys, but my point is, yeah, that's a good name too. And by then he'll be
what'd he say?
Cooper Flag. Mm. Yeah, by then he'll probably be 2 years into his NBA career. So
maybe a guy like Jalen Brunson. How about him?
Yeah, how old is he though?
Embiid, unless he switches and goes back and plays for France or somebody.
I mean,
right?
Jalen Brunson is 20, so he'll only be 31. It's just going to be interesting, you know.
Jaylen Brown?
One of the reasons why the U.S. might not be favored in basketball is because France has Wembanyama, who will be 4 years older and more developed physically and everything else.
I think they had the second pick in the draft this
year,
too. Right,
that's what I mean. They've got a bunch of young, really good players. But it's going to be interesting to see what the U.S. team looks like, and I don't think we know everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see the changing of the guard. But let's go to Steelers, Paul, and let's go to the Ayuk sweepstakes here. That's where we're at. I read a very interesting piece by Michael Silver, who's been covering San Francisco sports for a long, long time. And he said, he painted a picture. First of all, the Niners are having a lot of turmoil right now. Trent Williams not in camp. The Ayuk situation. Injury to their rookie receiver, Pearsall. Other things happening there that aren't good right now. He says if Ayuk reports, then that could be a problem with Deebo Samuel. Then you start to tick him off. Because if you pay Ayuk the long-term money, then Samuel is the next guy up.
And they have to worry about Brock Purdy a year from now.
Yes. So
That plays into the Steelers' hands, as long as they're willing to do what San Francisco wants, which seems to be the problem.
Well, the other problem is they don't have a player San Francisco wants, at least not one they're willing to give up.
I think San Francisco's backed off of that, as long as there are 2 second-day draft picks.
Silver says that the situation will likely be resolved soon. Yes, we've heard that before, either via a deal between Ayuk and the Niners or a completion of a trade with the Steelers. Those seem to be the two options right now. He says sources familiar with the discussions tell me it truly could go either way. And then he says neither outcome is a cure-all. If he signs long-term, it means that Samuel will be gone after the season or possibly before the trade deadline. That could cause more drama, he says. So if you're the Niners, I don't know if there's a great answer to this situation right now. And I think the Steelers are still very, very, very much in this thing by every single report that has come to pass. Now, the Pony report, I think we can acknowledge, probably went too far. It did. It went too far last week. He needed to have a second source, and it needed to happen.
Yeah.
Well, he made it sound like the only thing he needed to do was dot an I or two, and it was 99.9999% certain. And since then, we've seen the Niners apparently reopen talks with the guy.
Paul. Yeah.
Would you agree with me, though? I would say that, you know, the mistake that Pony made was, as you said, he just went too far with his reporting. Like, and there's so many ways you can kind of cover your own ass as a reporter and protect yourself and also, you know, make it so that you don't lose credibility. But when you go too far, when you report something's done, it isn't done, or if it doesn't happen, or even if it happens later on in the game, then it becomes a real problem for you.
Yeah.
Because
I think the problem,
there's very few ways that you can explain away 99.9%.
Moving forward, as all,
they have a verbal agreement in place for Brandon Ayuk, and he'll be here. It's just a matter of
all but done.
Yep.
All but done?
I would say 99.999999%.
All right, well, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He was right with the Steelers and Ayuk apparently do have an understanding. So, I mean, and that's where you can, you know, maybe you needed to back off a little bit and just say that's only one component of this deal. The other component has to be agreement on a trade, which was not apparently.
Well, that's a
complete.
Big component.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. So,
listen, I believe 100%, I know that Pony has a very good source.
Mm-hmm.
The same way all those years ago, Mike Prisuta had a great source for reporting that Russ Grimm was going to be the Steelers' next coach. The problem is that things can change at the last second if you don't have a second one.
And one of the parts
if you don't have a second one.
In this case, let's just say you talk about injuries now. They've had an injury, right? How about if a couple of other wide receivers go down in this coming week? And all of a sudden, a team comes out of nowhere that says, you know what? We're going to make a deal. I'm going to call San Francisco. Now, all of a sudden, the longer you wait, there are more options that could come into play.
Exactly.
And so now you're not absolutely guaranteed of anything. And then San Francisco can say, hey, Steelers, this team, because of an injury, is now interested, and they're willing to offer this. Are you willing to do more?
So
knows how it works?
So how do we think this turns out now? Because you can't pay everybody. You can't. Brock Purdy's coming up for money. They're about to give Paul Trent Williams tens of millions of dollars. They can only pay one of the two,
right.
Debo or Ayuk.
Right.
Now, they could keep Ayuk and try to avoid the drama this year, but something tells me he's pissed off enough where he's not going to, he might skip games. An injury that he might have played through before, he might not play through now with all this money on the table after the season. And he's not signing for a cut-rate deal. And even if he does, then Samuel becomes the problem. So they're not in a great situation.
CD Lamb is a problem.
Every team has those problems. Well, okay, we're going to sign this guy, but that means we've got to deal with this guy or this guy. I mean,
but do they happen at the same time?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
Ooh.
you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it depends, you know.
In Cincinnati it's kind of happening with Chase, although Chase is...
I don't understand.
He's got 2 years left on his deal, right, and he's making this a big deal.
Right. I don't understand that whole thing. I mean, to me, I don't understand what your goal is here if you're Chase. I understand what your goal is, but to me, you've got two more years left on your deal.
But nobody has as much talent as them. They're going to have a quarterback who's making big money, a running back who's, I think, the highest paid running back in the game, a left tackle who's about to become the highest paid left tackle, and now not one but two. You're talking about six players now who I don't see that situation in the NFL
very,
too much.
Which is a very, very good, like, sort of way of looking at it. You know, because the Steelers have made a similar decision, only theirs is on defense.
Defense, right.
Yeah.
All the money goes to the defense.
You know, Joey Porter in a year or year or two is going to have to get paid.
What about Broderick Jones?
Know, but my point is, you've got Hayward, Watt, Highsmith, Minka Fitzpatrick. Those four guys are making, you know, whatever they're making.
Right, but that's still different than six.
Well, then you went out and paid Patrick Queen.
So, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you have to make those decisions. My thing with San Francisco is, I don't understand what you're doing messing around with Ayuk. I mean, to me, he seems like him and Deebo Samuels, you've got to figure out a way to keep them both. Because your offense, those two guys are perfect for your offense.
Right. I didn't even mention Kittle. They have more talent on offense than the Steelers do on defense. They have more talent on their offense than I think any unit in the NFL. More highly paid talent than any offensive or defensive unit in the NFL. It's ridiculous. And it's finally reached a crossroads here.
And they're a Super Bowl contender because of it.
Well, they've been to four of the last five NFC title games. But now they've got to pay the piper. And you can't pay them all. You just can't. You can't. So they got to make a decision here. And the decision's between Samuel and Ayuk.
What are your thoughts about that, though?
Which part of it?
Who would you take Deebo? Would you keep Deebo or Ayuk?
I'd probably keep Ayuk.
Okay, so that's my thing. If you're going
to
keep Ayuk, then sign him and worry about Deebo next year.
Like, I know, but as Silver points out, then Deebo becomes a disruptive force, I believe.
I think on it. What's Deebo's contract status?
I think he's done after this year, maybe.
No, he's got a few more years, yeah, but it wouldn't be massively counting against the cap. But they would have to probably trade.
Wait, he's looking for a new deal, though, is he not?
He signed a big one a few years ago, yeah. So I think it's more about the guaranteed money has kind of already been paid up. But yeah, I think he has two more years. So they would trade him after this year.
They would trade him.
If I'm a 49ers, I'm saying like this: it's very clear this is probably the last year we're going to have this whole collection of players together. So we're going to pay Ayuk. We'll worry about the tackle. We'll worry about I'd pay Ayuk.
Well, Ayuk has to play.
I would pay him.
Williams is the first guy you pay, though. Their left tackle.
I would pay the tackle, and I'd pay Ayuk, and I'd worry about everything else next year.
Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. I don't know if you know this, Bob. He's a diehard Niners fan and reads and follows them every single day.
Well, then
day.
He should be the one telling us,
what
Sean.
Say you, Sean?
So first off, Trent Williams will get an extension. That's not going to be a problem. That actually is going to help their cap for the foreseeable future. It's going to tack on money way down the road, talking like 3 or 4 years. So extending him is not going to be a problem. That will help them. They can definitely sign Ayuk and keep everyone for this season. They actually have the second most cap room in the entire NFL for 2024. The problem is, after that year, they have to make some major decisions. I think if they keep Ayuk, Debo will be traded. He would have 2025 still under contract, so he would be shipped off for 1 year rental, basically, to wherever
he goes. And they'd have to pay Purdy, correct?
Yes, and then you probably get to the point where you're going to have to maybe make decisions down the road on a guy like Kittle or Fred Warner or something like that. But for 2024, they can absolutely keep all these guys.
But isn't that the goal, Sean, to win now? They have a team that can win right now.
I don't see why they should trade anyone this year, because this is their last
run. Right, I wouldn't do it.
Well, what if the guy won't play for them?
He has to play.
He doesn't have to play.
Yes, he does have to
play. How many games does he need for an accrued season?
I think 6 or 7.
So he can sit 13 games.
All right.
12 games if he wants.
Do you think he would do that?
Yes.
Go to that extreme?
Yes.
The interesting part is, I just looked this up. Nick Bosa signed September 6th last year. That's when he signed for the 49ers. Remember, it was right before they played the Steelers. So this has happened before. I think that they can ultimately get Ayuk if they offer him $28, $29 million.
They didn't pick a receiver in the first round because they plan to keep both these guys. I can tell you that.
I do think this would be their last run with that group, and then you move Debo to look at Ricky Pearsall. Debo's a few years older and certainly more injury-prone, but I don't see him being a problem this year if they keep Ayuk, because Debo's already gotten paid good money, and then you can say, well, we'll move you after this year, and you'll get a new contract elsewhere.
I don't see him being
problematic in 2024.
Silver does, though. Silver does. He made that very clear. If Ayuk signs long term, it essentially means Samuel will be gone after the season or by the trade deadline, and that could cause more drama, especially if his targets decline.
No way they would move him at the deadline, because if they decide to keep Ayuk, I think they're all in on this season and figure it out afterwards.
All right. So knowing what we know, hearing Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, weigh in, Michael Silver, everybody else, yes or no? Give me a one-word answer. Does Ayuk wind up in Pittsburgh?
No.
Paul?
No. I don't believe at this point. No, I think it's over.
I say yes still.
Wow.
Sean, what do you say?
60-40, he re-signs with the 49ers.
That's where I'm going.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a very big chance, but I would say slightly more that he stays.
Okay. Well, 412-928. 93.70, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
An addendum to that real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
If the Steelers were, if they came off of their player request and the Steelers were asked to give a second and third round pick next year for him, would you do that? So all your second day picks don't exist.
Yes, I would do that. Wouldn't you, Paul?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
No question.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Continue with your read.
South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. That's the 50-minute mark. Your heart care matters. Get your heart checked at UPMC Heart and Vascular Institute. It doesn't take long. The people there are amazing, and it's just a smart thing to do, really. I did it a couple of years ago. I know Paul can speak to the importance of that as well. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So let's take some calls on that, the Ayuk situation, if you like, and also get back into Pirates where we started. Because as I mentioned, the Steelers are always the biggest story, except when it comes to, I think, fan emotion on this particular day. I think people are raging over the Pirates, and I feel like it's appropriate to say a goodbye to the Pirates before we truly say hello to the Steelers here in their season. It just feels like the Pirates are disappearing, have completely imploded, completely imploded.
Yes.
They've lost 9 of 10. They've lost 7 in a row. They've got 6 teams to overcome in 5 games. The mathematics say that there's almost zero chance at this point, and there's only 3 teams in the National League worse than them. Whose fault is it? What happens with a Skeens shutdown? Is that going to happen? What about the futures of Derek Shelton and Ben Sherrington.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.